Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jenna, I lost my voice.
Oh, you poor thing.
How are you doing?
I'm going to.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing a lot of press, so I'm surprised you're still kicking. But how are you feeling today? Obviously, you got to watch the episode a couple times at this point. You knew it was coming. But how does it feel? How are you feeling today?
I feel really good for a couple reasons. Number one, CBS, Paramount, Jeff, they gave me a beautiful edit and they really paid homage to like Survivor One. Like it comes in, this started at 2000, comes in with my eyes. It was really beautiful. I think they did an amazing job because when you go home, you're always worried, like, remember when I said this, they could edit that to make me look so bitchy. And but no, it's so different now than it was on the first one. They really try to give you a good edit, but also they take the whole performance, not just like one or two things that you said for like sensationalism. So I feel great. They gave me a great edit and being able to see the things I didn't know were going on, you know, because I'm not all prescient. I don't know who's talking to who and what they're saying. I know what, you know, what they tell me and how it felt, but I don't know. So seeing how some of that went down, I would love to clarify some of that.
Yes. Tell me, like, what did you see that surprised you?
What surprised me was Devin's telling Sari at the water, well, that I said her name. So I will depose Christian with an attorney that this is how it happened. Day one, we were all sitting around getting to know each other. And I said, hey, how do you feel about the group? You know, and then he says in his little Christian way. And then he says to me, I said, oh, well, who do you think is, you know, a threat? And he goes, I'm going to go sit down by somebody. And, you know, that person's a threat. And then I'll come back over. So he goes over, he sits next to Sari, talks to her for 2 minutes, comes back over. And he goes, do you see who I sat next to? I said, yeah, Sari. And he goes, yeah. He goes, verbatim, if she gets to a tribe swap or a merge, she will be lost in the wind and will never have a chance at her again. And I was like, yes, she's a threat and a liability. Like the challenges are just, I knew it was going to be awful, but it was worse than I could have ever imagined. But threat and a liability and in a duo, like we all knew it was Ozzy and Sari. So what? That's an absolute, because you will be the collateral damage with a duo that strong. Sari, you know, you are going to be the collateral damage. So I really thought they saw that. But Christian, this is why. This is not Sari's game. This is Christian's game. Christian is playing everyone over there. He is absolutely, he's the chess master there. Like he even says it in the episode, and I think they're setting this up. He says, I'm Spock, you're Captain Kirk. I'm doing all the thinking. I'm going to send you to do my dirty work. Cut to Devin's going to the water well and telling Sari. It literally shows you in that episode, I'm saying I'm going to use him to go do my dirty work so it's not on my hands. And that's exactly what he did.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so Christian was a little bit more involved than we saw in terms of getting Sari's name out there.
100% involved. Like, yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I want to talk about your tribe. Like when you saw your tribe, were you like, oh, I'm in trouble?
I've had this conversation so many times. Like, this is awful. Like, I thought, this is awful, especially when I looked over at the tribe where Stephanie and Colby are like this.
Yep.
They play together, been in an alliance together, like, oh, all that history. And she goes on and on in the episode, like, I have to have somebody, that comfort, that blah, blah, blah. You know, I know innately that trust. I knew immediately that's where Ozzy and Cherie were, and Devins and Christian and Emily, like that group, same thing. Like, Devins in his pregame calls Emily his good friend, very good friend, I think is exactly. And I was like, wow, to be able to play a social game with your very good friend, you have a big, big advantage over all of us. Like, and I felt that, like, immediately I felt it. I knew we'd lose because of Cherie, knew it. In my heart of hearts, I knew it. And we did. And I also felt like I was trying to make inroads with Christian, but I knew that there was two factions. And you could see it on my face when I was talking to Ozzy at the water well. And he was like, acting like he's thinking about it. I was like, no, you're not going to vote for Cherie, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, no. So I didn't believe a thing he's saying when he's talking about going against Cherie. You could see it in my face. But talking to Christian and them, and them even throwing out Ozzy's name, which was like talked about a lot. Like,
yeah.
Emily brought it, and then Devins was talking to Savannah, Joe, and I. Like, it was an option. They were like, would you vote for it? I was like, oof, you do want to win a challenge at some point, right? Like, getting rid of a strong person and keeping the dead weight is like the worst decision. It's actually worse. And I feel like I was really trying to rally Savannah and Joe. And this is funny because everybody says, new era, they play so fast, they play so fast. And I was like, I don't think they were getting their stuff together. I was like, guys, we were standing at the water well with Savannah, and her and I had chatted about how we really kind of didn't feel comfortable, like we fit. And we were trying to get Joe in. And Joe was like, well, let's wait until after the immunity challenge. I'm like, then it's too late. Then it's way too late. Like, we have to have plans. We have to know who's talking to who, who's sending out which messages. Nope, neither of them. It was just, I think Savannah was so concerned that she could be the name, obviously.
Yep.
She's like,
she didn't want to do too much. Yep.
Correct. But so am I. I'm a complete odd man out. I haven't been in that universe. I knew nobody out there but Colby, and I saw him 20 something years ago. Never even got to play with him.
Yep.
I would have loved to have been, the OGs went like this. Stephanie and Colby. Awesome. That's a great, they're going to go far, I'm sure. They have each other to lean on. Ozzy and Cherie. Ozzy's there to protect Cherie. They'll go far, I'm sure. And I was like standing out there in the wind, like, I didn't get anyone. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I got nobody I know. Everyone else has been calling each other, Zooming, FaceTiming, and I have zero. I had no pregame. I didn't have any of them on my Instagram or socials. Zero. And I felt it the second I landed. It was like this. So when they say fast and hard, yes, I was like scrambling. I was playing from the bottom the second I landed, and I was trying to make those inroads with Christian. So to see Christian mastermind, it is not Cherie. This is Christian's game. And I'm telling you, Christian is the chess master. You heard him say it about Captain Kirk and Dr. and Spock. And then he sent his lackey to go do it, and he just did it. It's Christian's game.
Oh my gosh. Well, you did said, I saw your interview on CBS Mornings. You did say, listen, at least you went out swinging. You didn't like roll over and die. Like, you played those first 3 days. Does that give you any sort of, you know, good feeling? Like, I didn't just roll over there.
Yes. I mean, there's absolutely a good feeling about, like, I was right. Like, it was uncomfortable because I was right. And I wasn't going to go and just go, oh, well, it could be me, and roll over. If you want to say I played too hard in a game called Survivor, I'll take it.
Like, yep.
That's how we all should be playing.
Yeah, exactly. Did you have any conversations with Cherie? Was it awkward? Like, did you have any relationship with her?
No.
Interesting. None. She was not interested.
None, because she truly, truly and 100% thinks that was all me coming for her the whole time. And I honestly was just for a no-brainer to try and break up the duo. It wasn't just because Cherie in the challenge. It was like, break up Cherie in the duo, and it weakens Ozzy for a future vote. And then you've also got, you know, bad in the challenges, but also a threat. If we do a tribe swap, she's a huge threat. Like, why would you keep someone like that?
Yep.
So I think she thinks I was all after her. And Christian told Emily, like, I had her name on my lips. So Emily's like, oh, they won't work together. We were having conversations and I was fine with Suri. I just knew that I didn't want her to go any further because we would die in the water on every immunity challenge.
Yeah, I was out there. I got to watch the tribal council. One of the things that they didn't show that I remember is there was a point at tribal where I think you could see what was happening. What was that yes. point?
So I knew that I would probably get a vote from Suri and Ozzy, but because all of us were chatting and they were even throwing out Ozzy's name to the last minute, I was like, okay, I'll get two votes, but you know, I should be okay because they all see this reasoning. And because they're also throwing Ozzy's name out, it's like, you know, concentrating on those two. Good. Get the heat off me. But I did feel like as soon as we sat there and they asked what the criteria was for voting with Emily, yep. and Emily was like, and Emily and I had chatted and it was like, she agreed and she, you know, regurgitated all the things Christian had said. But she was like, there's different criteria. You can't always vote, you know, on the criteria of who's going to be the best in that challenge or something. And that's when I called her. I said, wait, I think I looked over and I was like, you know, oh, you're talking differently. People are talking differently to Jeff yes. than they talk to me. Like, that's what I said. And then I'm thinking, who and how many? Like, that's yep. what I was thinking was, Christian had been very clear that he was running the show with Emily because he had used the words, I told her how to vote. And so I was like, okay, maybe she's the lackey too. Like, he used the word told and it registered immediately that he said, I told her, not we chatted. No, I told her. And I was like, okay, he wants to be, you know, king and that's fine. You know, I was just trying to find an inroads. But when she said that, I was like, okay, is that Emily, you know, trying to be nice or Emily making it softer for Suri? Is that Emily like going, yeah, we're all voting differently criteria than you think we are, Jenna. So.
Okay. Listen, Jenna, your preseason interviews were, you know, there was one of my favorites and everyone loved to see you fired up. Was that feeling good after 20 years coming back to this show to see people excited to see you play?
Yes, absolutely. Like, this game has given me my life. I said it and I truly and 100% mean it. I was a single mother with, you know, young kids working two jobs in a small town in New Hampshire. And I probably would have ended up there, you know, like that stereotypical movie plot where she moves four houses down from her parents and works in a coal mine. Like, I probably would have lived there. And Survivor gave me this, it opened up the world. It gave me a huge world that I didn't even know existed. And I have the most beautiful life and I have confidence in myself all because of Survivor. And I have a book inside me that has got to be written all because of Survivor. And I will say on a final note, a very big thank you to Survivor and CBS and Jeff, because that edit and everything was like a love letter. It felt like a love letter. And I thought that was really beautiful because I've been worried for 8 months about how yeah. this will look, because you can kind of manipulate it. But they did me really well and they paid homage to Borneo and, you know, the icon, and it was beautiful. And I'm very grateful for that and grateful to even be given the chance, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I know you got to run, Jenna. Is the chapter closed on Survivor, or did this open another door perhaps?
I mean, I never, ever say you never want to burn a bridge, right?
Right.
I will never say never on anything because I'm still young enough and physically strong. And obviously my feelings are right. I knew that everything was wacky out there, but it could, I don't know. I'd be open.
Okay. Well, Jenna, listen, it was great getting to know you. I hope we talk again in the future, and yeah, you're a legend.